Part C, directions. You will hear three pieces of recorded material. Before listening to each one, you will have time to read the questions related to it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have time to check your answers. You will hear each piece once only. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following talk about the Internet. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13.
The Internet is a vast network of computers that connects many of the world's businesses, institutions, and individuals. The Internet, which means interconnected network of networks, links tens of thousands of smaller computer networks. These networks transmit huge amounts of information in the form of words, images, and sounds. The Internet has information on virtually every topic. Network users can search through sources ranging from vast databases to small electronic bulletin boards, where users form discussion groups around common interests. Much of the Internet's traffic consists of messages sent from one computer user to another. These messages are called electronic mail or email. One feature of the Internet provides graphics, audio, and video to enhance the information in its documents. These documents cover a vast number of topics. People usually access the Internet with a device called a modem. Modems connect computers to the network through telephone lines. Much of the Internet operates through worldwide telephone networks of fiber optic cables. In the future, the Internet will probably grow more sophisticated as computer technology becomes more powerful. Many experts believe the Internet may become part of a larger network called the Information Superhighway. This network, still under development, would link computers with telephone companies, cable television stations, and other communication systems. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following lecture on five senses of man. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 14 to 16.
Everyone talks about the five senses of man. And it's true that we get our information about the outside world from our sense of sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste. Researchers tell us that the sense of sight, our visual sense, gives us up to 80% of what we know about the world outside our bodies. While the other senses, the hearing, the smell, the touch, and the taste, bring into our brains information about the other 20% of what is happening. But there are two other senses that we cannot get along without, though they are very seldom given any credit for helping us to survive in this difficult world. These are the sense of balance and the kinesthetic sense. The sense of balance, without which we would act like a drunk, is located in the inner ear. The inner ear contains three curved tubes filled with liquids. The shifting of these liquids activates nerve endings in the linings of the canals, and nerve impulses from these nerve endings help our brains to keep us upright. The kinesthetic sense is actually made up of nerve impulses that arise from nerves planted in close contact with our muscles. These nerve messages are constantly telling us what position our limbs, trunk, and head are in. They serve as a continuous feedback system to help us know how to move our various parts and when to hold them still. Otherwise, we would lack the coordination to run, jump, dance, the twist, or even sit still. Incidentally, the word kinesthetic comes from two Greek words meaning motion and feeling. The kinesthetic sense gives us our ideas about our own motion.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on a conversation about entertainments. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 17 to 20.
In China, I think that a lot of people have the idea that there's always plenty going on in the West, always lots to do in one's spare time. Is that in fact true?
Yes, in Britain it's true. Especially in London and the other big cities. In small towns, though, it can sometimes be a bit dull. What about the States, Ellen?
Yeah, things are pretty lively there, too, in the larger places. If you have the time and the money to get to a city, there's always somewhere to go once you get there. Okay, but what do people actually do for entertainment? For example, in Britain, what sorts of entertainments are actually popular?
I suppose that some of the most popular forms of entertainment for everyone are the cinema and watching TV. Adults go out to pubs to meet friends, have a drink, and maybe play darts or pool. Increasingly, going out to eat is becoming a sort of entertainment, and for younger people, going to discos or to live pop or rock concerts is pretty popular too.
How about the U.S.? I guess the number one form of entertainment for almost everybody has to be the TV and the radio. Going to see a film and going out to eat. Maybe going to a drive-in movie theater and a drive-in restaurant. That would be a very American way to spend the occasional evening, especially in a smaller town.
Yeah, that's an amazing experience for somebody from Britain. We've got nothing like it.
And we go to bars to drink and meet friends, and well, in the larger places, going to clubs and discos. But what about live performances, the theater, ballet, the opera? Neither of you have mentioned those. Well, they exist, of course. There's Broadway in New York, where there are always a couple of dozen shows, and most bigger cities have one or two theaters, often connected to the local university, and these sometimes present ballet and opera, too. The trouble is that often the tickets are very expensive, especially if it's a first-rate company performing. So it's often the older, richer people who go rather than ordinary people. It's not really something that everybody does.
That is the end of Part C.